Blog Talk Radio.
I waited patiently for the Lord.
I'm going to testify.
Yes, Rev Tov. Yes, I'm Melkon Meshit. Good evening here, the Rastafari, the Tuesday podcast right here at the third day of the Shabuah, T2T Testify Tuesday. We're not going to play the full tune of Peter Tosh because, you know, certain audios, they'll then tell us on the live stream on Rastafari Israelite, they'll say, well, this can't be viewed or it can't be seen, the video, because of that. So some tunes, you know, we're taking a note of that right there, as we are working on a Save Black Music, Rastafari Music, reasoning on the state, you know, the state of I music, you know, Rastafari and Black people's music. But here, brothers and sisters, here, we are in the 32nd sabbatical study right here as we are counting the growth. How's it growing? The counting of the Omer, the counting of the growth here in the season of the two sevens. Two sevens season is the counting of the Omer from first fruits to the fullness of the harvest. So here we are at the, since the third day, right, of the fourth Shabuah. So that is 21 plus 3, right? That means the 24th day here of the Omer count here in the season. As we are approaching the upper room of Zion, that's where the Holy Spirit, right, the Holy Spirit being poured out, right, upon the disciples gathered together in the upper room, even the upper room of Zion. So although that's what we call I and I Thursday podcast, there's a significance to the theme of the upper room and Zion as it has to do with the harvest. Right, in the first, the agricultural sense, right, the first of the two truths in the five cycle physical sense, and also in the metaphysical, the spiritual sense. So here, so much trouble in the world. There's some of the situations that are going on. Maybe you have heard about the whole Buffalo incident where this white male, racist terrorist, you know, killed, murdered in cold blood. 10 black people, right? We came to say 10 Israelites, 10 Hebrews, you know, 10 crypto Israelites, because they were Israelites, they were black people, if you understand the prophecy, right? And as well as over the ocean, oceans apart on the continent called Africa and Nigeria, the situation of the Christian young woman, student and everything who spoke out on WhatsApp, or she said something about the Islamic people, you know, who proved to be extremists, who basically killed her, murdered her, dragged her out of wherever she was at, lynched her, and then burned her and everything like that. So just looking at some of these troubles, you know, in the world, we're going to say never again. But in order for it to be never again, we need to learn, you know, we need to learn. You know, from history, it says people that, you know, don't know the history, don't learn from history, is bound to repeat the history. So here on the end and the irid, the study Yeshua and ourselves approved. But on tonight's podcast, I just want to say that right there, because it's one of the things we've been reasoning on. And we have a vlog, hopefully, to share that on the Rastafari Jews, just asking the question, do black people have the right to defend themselves? You know, whenever we hear in the news about the state of Israel, whenever they respond to an attack against themselves, we always hear the politicians over here in the Americas and across the pond, the ocean in the UK, the Anglo-Americans always say that the Jews and the Jewish state and the state of Israel has a right to defend itself, defend themselves. Right? They have a right to exist. The we, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael. We, the Beta Israel of the world, do we have a right to exist? I know you say, well, why are you asking? Of course we, but no, really, do we? Why don't we express that? And why don't we express that we have the right as well to defend I and I self? But here's so much trouble in the world. Like to segue here before we get into more of the podcast right here on the Ian and the Iris. Here, let's touch on, should we go to the classic? Here. What's this there? Okay, here. And something just popped up on the screen right there. Here, Brahma Salase, Bob Marley. So much trouble. Disciple, you know, right there. Love not the world, nor the things in the world. The master, Rovena Yeshua, said, I pray not for the world, but for I and I, you know, for I and I people. So question here, do we black people, or more better, we black Israel, do we have the right to defend ourselves? Of course, the answer should be yes. So we need to express that right there. But here with this Torah reading and feeding, here in the season, also here on the Tuesday podcast, we have the evening psalm. And the evening psalm We're going to segue right here. We're going to share this audio here about good. What it was called, the audio is called Good Versus Evil, and speaking about the black gun rights. You know what I'm saying? Black gun rights, the right to, let's say the sword, right? The sword has a twofold significance, of course, in the scripture, right? We have the sword, which is the actual sword, and then we have the word of Jehovah. That's the sword of Jehovah. Call Yisrael Aradim Zebazeh. All Yisrael is responsible, one for another. Right? Iron sharpen iron, you know, each one teach one. Yes? So here, let's put in the evening psalm here for this third day that's known as Tuesday among the Gentiles, because the theme, Chabarim, corrupt judges, right, are arraigned, corrupt judges. This psalm speaks about corrupt judges when it says, I've said all of you, right, are gods, are Elohim. It's administration of justice, right, firstly at home amongst I and I selves, and then with all other peoples, all other nations, because that covenant, that responsibility, to whom more is given, more is required. Here. Psalm 82. The evening psalm here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor La
Samor La Samor La Samor La Samor La Samor La Samor La.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot.
Elohim Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all
nations.
So here in the resurrection, rise and shine, yes, sigh, let's manifest your glory. So here, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, as the Chabarim and the Talmudim disciples should be familiar with the true context of the psalm, as well as the true context of the Hebrew word Elohim that is utilized in the psalm to refer to the God and to the gods, the God and the gods. Now, that all has to do with the proper dividing or explaining of the word Torah and scriptures, right, concerning the judges. Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Beit, Psalm LXXXII. The theme is corrupt judges. So there's a lot of different, as we mentioned often when we touch on the psalm, something Elohim is talking about, angels or the tutelary gods, the heathen people, or you know, some kind of idea of a divine council or something like that. But the true Hebraic, the true Hebrew, according to the scripture, the true context of the scripture, right, the Elohim is referring to the judges, the Shoftim of Yisrael, right? It's speaking to, firstly, foremostly, to Israel. This is not applied to any other nation unless that nation, in some wise, is in the same covenant perspective, the covenant of Yisrael. This is why we point out the Amos 9 and 7, are you not as the children of Ethiopian and Neo, children of Yisrael, right? So here, the Elohim are the judges. Exodus, just for the disciples and ones to follow up on, Exodus chapter 21 and 6, Exodus chapter 22 and 7, verse 8 and verse 27, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25, the Elohim and the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael connection, right? The word Elohim It occurs in a judicial connection. In fact, there's a twofold Hebrew use of the term Elohim. First and foremostly, it is the title of Yahweh, of He Who Be, We Be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. It's the title, the creator of the creator, as well as the judge, the supreme judge. So in the creator sense, in the Hebrew scriptures, in the beginning, the creation, Elohim, the powers, right? The powers in the singularity of He Who Be, Who He Be, right? And also the judicial connection as we read the Torah, as we study the Torah, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, once again, Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and 27. And the important thing is, right, to get beyond just the web page of the scripture and to get to the source code. The source code is getting to the Hebrew, so getting to the source code, right, as we teach, getting to the source code, that's getting to the Hebrew. And getting to the Hebrew and the source code, that's when we can see the true connection. As long as ones and ones are dabbling just with the KJV and their own ideas and ideology, of course, people can translate it any way they want to translate it, but it's not applicable to the true context, right, to the true context. So firstly, foremostly, in today's, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, the term Elohim refers to supreme judge. So the term Elohim in the creator sense, the powers of creation, right, the power of powers, the nature of natures, Elohim, the creator sense, as in the beginning, and also the supreme judge sense. So in today's, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, it calls for the administrators of justice in Yisrael, known as the judges or the shoftim, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. So the judges are called the Elohim. Studying the scripture, the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Shemot, the names, the Sefer Shemot, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and verse 27. So it's the English, you look at the English, but pay attention to studying the Hebrew. First Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The word Elohim occurring in its judicial connection and based on the principle from HaTorah, the scriptures that we find in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Devarim, the words or the repetition of the law, right? Known as Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it says the judgment is Elohim. Therefore, the men of Yisrael, the judges, the shoftim, who administer justice, they are considered to be his agents, his representatives. Therefore, they are to exercise a Elohim function. They exercise on this earthly plane the Elohim function, and therefore, as such, have his name as well as his title, his name, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, as well as his title, Ha Elohim, the Elohim attached to them. This is the context of the evening psalm, right, the standing psalm for the third day. So when we go through the regular psalms, the evening psalms, along with the daily psalms, they change, right, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. But the evening psalms are standing psalms. So in going over these psalms, you know, from Shavuot to Shavuot, the thought comes out, well, why did the sages and the elders choose these particular psalms? Why did they choose these psalms? Are they supposed to teach us something? Are they supposed to remind us of something? And what this psalm reminds us is of justice, and judgment, right? As we mentioned, there's a phrase called Yisrael Aravim, Zeh Bazeh, all Yisrael, all of Israel, Aravim Zeh Bazeh is responsible one for another. It's like in the beginning we hear of Cain, of Cain, after he had murdered, right, murderer, after he murdered his brother. When he's confronted by the judge of judges, one of the first things he says, am I my brother's keeper? Is he his brother's keeper? Thus, the principle for I and I in the covenant is that all of I and I is responsible one for another. Love your brother, right, and your sister as you love yourself. But there, even there, in that word that comes from HaTorah, even in that command, that positive command, you shall love, do love, even there is a solution of why there's not more love or there's a lack of love. And someone says, well, love so-and-so like you love yourself. And that person who you're saying to love another person as they love themselves, suppose they don't love themselves. And therefore, because they don't love themselves, they cannot really express love for another. In other words, if somebody asks me, hey, can you lend me $1 million? I might want to. I would like to. If I had it, I might say, yeah, I would lend them that. But could I really lend them $1 million if I only have maybe $10,000? You see what I'm saying? If they ask for something maybe less than $10,000, which I have, I can. But if they ask me for more than I have, how can I give them more than I have? This is why it says that charity, that love begins at home, right, and spread abroad. It seems like many of us have lost sound, are more concerned about the world, what happens in the world, right, than we are about what really happens amongst I and I, especially over here in the diaspora, right? So all of Yisrael, all of the Beta Israel, I and I, is responsible one for another, called Beta Yisrael, Haradim Ze Baze. Now, here, the evening song, we can go through it a little bit more, but, you know, need we? Yeah, let's just go through a little bit of this right here, because this is still a point when people read, they say, oh, the Bible said we're gods, all of us are gods, and they're going after strange other gods, Elohim Acharim, of other nations and other peoples and so forth and so on. That has nothing to do with what the psalm is saying. The psalm is strictly speaking to those who have been called out, even from the other nations, and have come into a covenant, right, with Yahweh. Hey, we're speaking about the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. We're speaking about I and I. So Elohim, in Psalm 82, he indicts those who carry his title as Elohim, speaking of the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael. Respect persons. What does it say? What does the psalm say? Elohim stands in the congregation of El. He judges, right? He judges among the gods, or from the Hebrew perspective, understanding the precepts, he judges, right? In the midst of the judges, he judges. Now, literally, directly in the Hebrew, Bikareb Elohim Yishpot, right? Bikareb, in the midst, Elohim, in the midst of Elohim, right? Yishpot. Now, how in the midst of Elohim he judges? Here it's using in the secondary sense. Right, in the secondary sense, right? He is judging those judges, right? He is judging those judges. Why is he judging those judges? For failing to administer, right? From that failure to administer their duty, right? To failure. So really it's us looking at, the blame is on us, firstly and foremostly, right? Instead of trying to make blame the Gentiles, blame Whitey, blame this one. We first need to take responsibility. The psalm here doesn't speak to the other nations. It's speaking to us, saying, how long will we judge unjustly amongst ourselves and respect the persons of the wicked, the ratchet, amongst ourselves? Jah's indictment of I and I partiality and his indictment of partiality. I'm saying I and I because it's speaking to us, right? And remember what we said, called Beta Yisrael, right? Arabim Zeh Bazeh, all of the house of Yisrael is responsible one for another, right? So if we are the Beta Israel over here in the west, we're responsible for those in the south, in the east, and in the north. We are all responsible one for another. So this word is for all of us. How long will we judge unjustly? How long will we respect the person of wicked? See, when we read the psalm and the ye, we tend to think ye is talking to somebody else, and the ye is talking to we. We have to take it, even if we are not those who are judging unjustly, even if we are not those respecting the person of the wicked, we have to recognize the context here. Respect the persons. What does this mean? Contravening and countermanding the basic command, the countermanding. You know what a counterman is? If the commander, if the captain, if the supreme commander says go forth, and you say, no, I'm going to tell the soldiers to go back. That's a countermand. You go against the command. If there's a basic rule and you go against that basic rule, you're contravening. Basically, you're perverting according to the language of the scripture, you're perverting the course of justice. And that is a chet. That's a sin. That's a ukri. That's ukri. So they're respecting persons. Literally in the Hebrew, it's like respecting the face of people, respecting their face, you know, respecting their presence. They contravene the basic rule. What's the basic rule? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. And here we had the second to last Torah reading and feeding in the third book of Moshe, the heart of HaTorah, Jah's direction instruction. We're in the book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the book, the cipher, and he called, because many are called, few choose. Right? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, it says, thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, not to favor the poor, because we say, you know how the rich are, like to make like all the poor are righteous because they have to be poor, and therefore all those who have wealth or whatnot or can be considered rich or whatever are rich because they are evildoers. See, that right there is contravening basic justice. So when you go march against the heathen, against the Babylonians, saying no justice, no peace, well, you're saying that you are not just and you're not about your peace. But he says to I and I and we, for justice and for peace, thou shalt not respect, have a partiality to the face, the people's faces, the person, the face of the poor, nor favor, right, undue favoritism, which is also partiality to the person, the face of the mighty, because they're standing in position, right? It's not to favor one or the other. This is a double-edged sword, like the scripture talks about. So in judgment, right, both the poor and the mighty and the rich are equal before the eyes of Jehovah and before the eyes of his law. And therefore the Shoftim, the judges, the Elohim, those who have his name, right, his name, even the new name, precious name, should recognize, as Rastaman, the elders used to say, right, you know, non-partial, right, it's supposed to be non-partial, right, non-partial, whether black or white, whether rich or poor, but in this context, whether rich or poor, not to respect the poor because they're poor, and you say, well, I'm poor too, so it must be because, see, that's perversion, that's being a pervert in the real sense of John Law. Right? Because, you know, we say pervert people think of sexual stuff, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Well, yeah, it applies there, but first and foremostly, right, those verses that talk about the sexual things that John says don't do are fairly minor in comparison to the other areas of people activity, the basic areas. Most of the Torah is also speaking about how we are to be righteous in our financial and economic basic dealings with one another. Right? People always like to spiritualize it, spookize it, you know, make it some so-called pseudo-spiritual or religious kind of a thing instead of looking at its basic, the basic application. They're looking for something strange and extraordinary, right, when they're not looking at the practical applications. Not to respect, show favoritism to a poor person because they're poor, and not to favor a rich person or a person of standing or a mighty person because they are mighty. When it comes down to justice, right, and Jah law, they are both equal before the law. We are supposed to hear the case without partiality. But in righteousness, the word in Leviticus 19:15 goes on, in righteousness, let me say in Jah's righteousness, because see what happens, people introduce self and then become self-righteousness. It doesn't say, but in self-righteousness shalt thou judge your neighbor. That's how it's fallen to. That's why Israel's fallen. That's why the end of the psalm says what it says right here. Nevertheless, you all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. The good news is the final verse. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth. Let us rise to the responsibility of our calling. For thou shalt possess all nations, because the whole peace and stability of all nations, all other nations, it depends upon I and I and I and I. Once lost, now found, even here in the diaspora, even this Western Gentile region. Now, the scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling, right? From a feeling. That's what it says, but in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. It does not say, like many people malpractice it, in self-righteousness. No, in righteousness. So the scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling that the verdict against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him, And certainly our partiality to the man of influence, the man of might, because the man of might, you know, it doesn't mean he just had more money, but he has a standing. He may have an extraordinary or honorable forefather or ancestor that did wonderful things, but he might be as ratchet can be, right? Therefore, without partiality, he must be judged, right? And certainly without the partiality of the man of influence from a fear, right? So partiality often to the man of wealth or influence or prominence or position in society or community is from false evidence appearing real, phobias, right, and mental disorders, right, false evidence appearing real of the consequences to the judge, right, and to the judges, right, or as a result, worse even yet, as a result of bribery, as a result of bribery. You know, and then as you can read the psalm for yourself, even in the basic translation, with the true context that when it's speaking about the Elohim, it's speaking about the judges of Yisrael. It's speaking about Israel overall, I, but it's speaking about the judges. So speaking about both the domestic situations amongst I, right, and how we conduct, you know, our foreign policy with all other peoples, with all other nations. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, as a little Rhema tune here, you hear we play this tune elsewhere. We play this one again right here because it really brings out the right now sense, right, within a chant, rise up the chant, roots reggae music, the king's music, rise Shiloh, right to the poor.
Tell them defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived. I come to defend the rights.
Shiftu Dal with Yatom. Judge, Shiftu, Judge, Shoftim. What it is to do, Shiftu, Shafat, right? Like Jehoshaphat, Shiftu, Dal, judge the poor, judge, vindicate the poor and the Yatom, Yatom, the fatherless or the orphan, do justice to the afflicted and the destitute, the need, rescue the poor and needy, deliver them out of the hand of the wicked ratchet. Here's the key, they don't know. There are those who know, and knowing what they know, they don't do what they should do. But the poor and the needy, the poor and the destitute, the poor and the fatherless, here the script says they don't know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are moved or out of course. As another psalm, another area of scripture says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's a key verse right there. Think about it. If the foundation, right, be destroyed, like if there's no standing ground, how can you stand your ground? If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If there's no standing ground, then how can you stand your ground? They know not. What then they know? That they have rights, right? We have rights, and we need to exercise and defend our rights, even our right to self-defense. Hear, hear, hear.
Gun club.
Did you say sleeper?
Sleep is for the rich, gun club.
Why are you guys out here with guns?
Why not? Those guys came on Sunday.
Hold right here. This clip here is Good versus Evil. It's titled Good versus Evil. Black gun rights.
Gun club. Did you say sleeper?
Sleep is for the rich, gun club.
Why are you guys out here with guns?
Why not? Those guys came on Sunday and they tried to intimidate some innocent women, ladies.
Women.
Unarmed men.
They got one of them right here.
They got one of them right there. Just post up right there. Just post right there. We came out here because those guys came out here trying to intimidate those girls. And they thought that they were going to have it easy. But one phone call was made and the whole and everybody came down here. Armed. No bullshit.
And Louisiana is a total gun state.
Yeah, it's an open carry state. So that's open carry. So that's why we out here.
Who came out here this weekend? Who are you talking about?
The Confederates. You watch the news, right? What station you with?
KTBS.
KTBS. Oh, y'all ain't keeping up with that?
No, I bet.
So anybody that keeps up with the news, anybody that keeps up with the news, you should know what went on this weekend. You should know. Don't start paying attention whenever we respond to shit stuff. Don't start paying attention whenever we start responding. Hey, big dog, hold on. Don't start paying attention whenever we start responding to stuff. The time to pay attention is not when the oppressed people decide to respond to the oppression.
Go ahead, soldier.
You heard me? The time to be caring about race relations is when it's going down. Don't wait. Why are we still having to come out here and fight over a monument that from people who fought against our country, bro? Y'all don't understand the hypocrisy in that? And then you want to ask why we out here protecting these people? It's about good versus evil, that's why. If you claim to be a white ally and you stand with black people, that's cool. We appreciate that. But it's about good and evil, bro. And if you know what's right, you need to get off your high horse and you need to come down here. And if you're in a black community, like I've been saying all day, if you call yourself a tough guy, if you've never had a club fight, if you ever been in Coco's and had a club fight or any of these nightclubs,
Sandbar,
Phoenix,
anywhere
they is. Give me another. Where we at? If you could go into a nightclub and be ready to punch something down, you need to come down here and be ready to punch something down for your people and for the right cause. And we starting the gun club. We getting every eligible person of color their gun rights. We gonna make sure that they know their gun rights. We gonna make sure that damn near every eligible person of color got their concealed carry permit. Any brothers that may have felonies. We working with attorneys right now, and we're going to help y'all get y'all felonies cleared off your record.
Yes, sir.
So y'all boys can feel safe about protecting yourself.
Amen.
A Bossier police officer, when I was taking my concealed carry class, he told me, he said, cops are not crime fighters. Black people, cops do not fight crime. They respond. No, they respond to crime, little daddy. By the time the cops get there, you already been messed over.
Right.
You done already caught your issue.
Right?
Right?
You're
so you need to have a, you need to find a way where you can protect yourself and your family before the cops get there.
Right then and right there.
Right then and there. By the time the cops get there, you need to be explaining to them why you got a few dead men on your front property. That's why we out here. Because we ain't taking no intimidation and no bullying no more. If you white and you stand with us and you an ally, well, you come out here, make yourself known. It ain't enough to be quiet no more. It ain't enough to be quiet no more. Bring your ass out here and stand with us.
Quiet don't work.
Quiet don't work. And don't edit nothing out. I don't care if you got to make this a 30-minute, yeah.
Don't edit nothing.
And even if you do, we it don't even matter.
This is for protection.
But don't get it twisted for 1 minute. Don't you get it twisted for 1 minute.
Get that on record.
You're 2020. And I want every black person all over the world to hear me. Black people have always been a peaceful people. Every single American war that this country gave us, black people fought in it, me included.
And not only that, we never had that we never had that complex of that
we never had that complex,
that
bro.
That racial
we would go to war and we
black people
never had that in the back of our heads.
Dog,
we
black people have
that.
Showed
we weren't
dog.
Born with that.
We done showed them Harvard graduates. We done showed them business owners. We done showed them genius artists.
President.
President Harvard, same thing. Man, we showed this white country every single piece of black excellence we can show them, and they still consider us niggas. They still consider us less than. So guess what? Black people, we're going to start spinning with us. If you're white and you're not evil, you can come and spin with us. You heard me?
It's crazy that we still fighting for...
We still fighting for the same shit my granddaddy fought for.
We still fighting for rights that they are
get
born
my man
with.
Right here.
For rights that they are born with, we still fighting for. So we ask us why we out here fight. We out here for a reason. We out here for certain privileges that we're supposed to be born with that we have to fight for.
It's still
certain rights that my child is not born with that other children are.
Yeah.
That's why I'm out here fighting. It's still certain stigmatism that I still have to tell my child to watch for certain stuff if he's ever stopped by this. But other kids on. What's the difference between their kids and my kids? What's the difference?
And then shout out to Leo Savage. Let's talk about Leo Savage.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Savage.
Come on,
man. Did you run for mayor?
He was all in the black community. On our vote.
No. Well, to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern, bro.
Don't speak on none of us carrying guns and because I saw a comment that said, why aren't those men in jail for carrying those assault rifles?
Right.
But you ain't say nothing about those Confederates when they pulled up trying to intimidate them little girls over there. So that's cool, but when the real men come to defend some shit and just be a symbol of power, now we should be in jail. I hope y'all paid attention to who made that comment on Facebook and don't vote for shit that he got going ever. Ever. Make sure y'all shop sleepersfortherich.com. Because we still hustle.
You got to put that plug in there.
I got 1,000 tuned in right now. Put that plug in there.
Yes. We got to get the brothers and the brethren's name right there. That was from 2020, actually. Good versus evil, black gun rights right there. And, you know, 2 years later, to witness what we've witnessed with Buffalo and so many other incidents, but zooming on the Buffalo incident. And most of those ones, the 10 black people who were murdered by that white male racist terrorist. What's so interesting is that, you know, they were elders. We saw a lot of elders right there. You know what I mean? So let's understand what's really going on. And here, look around with Tim before we ride on right here. Ride on. Cat, Super Cat, what you say about all of this and that, huh? Permit for gun, you say? Yeah. Huh?
Long to the wheel of my world. They won't kill anybody. And I don't know when they took over the wild Apache. Even Colonel Joe was the Iron Man brother called Sealy. Put it bye. Put it bye. Put it bye. Bye. If a Calvary, son of the come tell them on a buck up a party. Calvary, son of the come tell them on a buck up a party. On a hear me? Sign in for gun on a better. Sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun on a better. Sign in for gun. Mr. Every entertainer wants a permit for gun. Yes, me know the brigadier him wants a permit for gun. I mean, no soap a cat him wants a permit for gun. Yes, Lieutenant Stitch wants a permit for gun. Me know the old man him wants a permit for gun. Me know the Joe Manix wants a permit for gun. Don't you hear me? Sign in for gun, we want some legal gun, gun. Sign in for gun, we serve a sign in for gun. Them a give police guns, a man them not give it none. And the guard from the street and them a carry magnum. And I when me go to foreign and get time a long sum. And lay down on me house and me a suck me girl tongue. Bad boy come here so and then them tear me window down. Choke me down in me house and with them long magnum. But I when me a go do with me now have a handgun. And me take a couple friends and then me tear the place down. When you hear me? Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun. If a Calvary son of a come tell them on a buck up a party. Calvary son of a come tell them on a buck up a party. That's why we have a arm every mic empty. Because up a tough song them shot Bob Marley. Yes them kill Echo Big John and Fluxy. And a man take up here them kill Pupa Ritchie. Yes them chop off him head in now and ram party. And them killer all starter with my brethren Stalky. And down a Greenwich farmer where them kill Jabendi. And shot up me agent where them call Jim Kelly. Yes, them shot him 9 Tessa with 1-3 especially. Him go dead in the immigration yard with name Charlie. And kill me as a worries from the jam is passy. And kill Peter Touch and Mr. Recently. Just out Peter Touch and him whole family. A lucky thing them fire I'm on Virgin Barrichi. Them just out free I from JBC. Oh, no, hear me? Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun. Yes, every hint that you don't want a permit for gun. Brigadier say him don't care, him want a M3 this year. And a legal permit that you can bought it anywhere, yes. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun. Put it bye-bye. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun. If a Calvary son and a come tell them on a buck up a party. A Calvary son and a come tell them on a buck up a party. Wanna hear me Calvary son and a come tell them on a buck up a party. Me don't know who next is put the idea party. Or Colonel Jose or Pupa Salian. Wolfman and Lieutenant Sitian. We have a yam every mic empty. And Mr. Katima the wild apathy. And we not afraid to go scale Calvary. If a Calvary son and a come tell them on a buck up a party. A Calvary son and a come tell them on a buck up a party. Wanna hear me? Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun, we want some legal gun, yes. And soon him me say me want a magnum, yes. And steal him me say me know you want a gun, yes. And Brigadier me say me know him want a gun. Brigadier say him not care him want a M3 this year. And a legal permit that him can bust it anywhere. Wanna hear me? Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and a better sign in for gun. Yes, every entertainer better sign in for gun. Cause up a tough gang them shot Bob Marley. And then them kill him off.
Yes, yes, yes. Classic, classic cat. Super cat tune right there, there, there. Permit for gun. Gun rights. Yes,
I'm going to testify.
Yes, I. So here with a 30-second sabbatical study for this shot by Strong Air, local super cat there, and Good Versus Evil, Black Gun Rights. Let me get some more info on those brothers right there, there, that stood up for the women and the children, the men who were up against the Confederate terrorists, the domestic terrorists, yes? So here, Cat, one more word from the Iron Torah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble, be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them trimble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble, be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked, I go crumble. And the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Torah and the wicked I go. Torah and the wicked I go crumble. And when them see the man say them a be humble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. The Maccabee Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Yes, right here we're at the third day and the Aliyah day, the principal Aliyah day, as for the sabbatical or the seven Aliyot, seven, you say readings, you know, so chanting and reading Aliyah, studying the Aliyah day, the bite-sized portion. Here we pick up with Bihar. Bihar, Har, the mountain. Harar, the older, longer form, like Harar, Ethiopia, mountains. Here we have in the Hebrew, Bihar, on Har, Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Leviticus 25 to Leviticus 26 and 2. Normally, this Torah portion next to last, and the last Torah portion, Bechukotai, in my statutes, in my hukotai, are usually read together as like as a double portion, since we're in a lunar Hebrew, a leap year. So here they are singular, you know, so we have the required number of readings, you know, to fill up, you know, to fill up the season in the proper season, the proper time. So here we just have Bihar. Normally part of the double Torah portion, Bihar, Bechukotai, on the mountain in my statutes. Here, you just have the 32nd, usually the 32nd and 33rd, you know, degree of Ainai sabbatical study. In fact, you only have one more Torah reading here in Leviticus. So here we're at the next to last. So a synopsis, an overview right here, here, here. This Torah reading and feeding here for Bihar, on the Har, right, Harar, on the mountain, it begins with the commandment, the mitzvah, that an Israelite farmer must allow his land to remain fallow. That means like uncultivated, right? Every seventh year. What is this called? It's called the Shemitah, or the sabbatical year. For 6 years, a farmer would be permitted to plant according to the covenant keeping conditions, terms and conditions of Jah people covenant. For 6 years, a farmer would be permitted to plant and harvest fields and vineyards and vineyards. But during the seventh year, no planting or farming was permitted. And all the inhabitants of the land freely gleaned whatever the farmland produced naturally. Like the, quote, double portion, given the scripture in something called the double portion of manna, the double portion of manna. What's manna? Manna, the angel's bread. Actually, in the Hebrew, manna comes from what they used to say to each other when they didn't know what it was. Man who, what is it? Man, what, who, what is it? The manna, that's called the manna, that fell on the sixth day of the Shabuah, the sixth day, which we corresponds with what is known in Gentile Gregorian as Friday, right? So there was a double portion of manna, the angel's bread, that fell on the sixth day, the Yom HaShishi of the Shabuah, the sixth day of the week of the strong. Hailahim, the power, the Almighty, promised to give to the farmers, the Yisraeli, to the Israelite farmers, a, quote, double portion of harvest when? On the sixth year. So what we see here, otherwise called in science, we have fractal geometry, right, where we have like a fractal, a small portion, and then we can see there's a small portion is the pattern within the pattern within the pattern. Like here we are counting the seven Shabbats complete. We also have the Yobelu, the Jubilee year. Just like we have the double portion of manna, the angel's bread that fell in the Midbar in the wilderness for the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, on the sixth day of the week of the Shabuah, before the Shabbat, Jah also promised in the land to the farmers to give them a double portion of harvest on and in the sixth year before the Shemitah, the sabbatical year. Now, in addition, Ha'am, the people, Amo, Yisrael, Amo, the people of Yisrael, they were told to count seven cycles of 7 years. So once again, we have the cycle within the cycle, the pattern in the pattern. the Torah sacred geometry. We have the seven Shabbats that we are commanded to count from the Bikurim, from that first fruit, the first fruit. Now, in the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, Yeshua's resurrection on that day after the Shabbat, that first day when the first fruit was offered, became a fulfillment of that, right, in the New Testament, right, in the New Testament sense, the Brit Chadasha sense. But we also have the pattern here, not just counting the 7 weeks, right, 7 times 7, the 2 sevens, 49, plus the mar after the seventh Shabbat, right, which will bring it to the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. We know that the first day, we have the 7 cycles of 7 years, the 7th cycle of 7 years. So we count the 7 Shabbats, the 7 weeks for Shabuot, for the feast, the festival of weeks of harvest. And then we have the 7 cycles of 7 years, a total of 49 years. And to mark the arrival of the 50th, so this pattern of the 7 times 7 plus 1, here we have it in the week of years. So the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, known as the Metzhafe Kufale, is a key study in relation to what we have here in this 32nd sabbatical study for Shabbat Behar, Sabbath on the mountain, Senbet Terara, Sabbath on the mountain, on Mount Sinai. So we have the blast of the shofar corresponding with the 7th cycle of 7 years, a total of 49 years, and to mark the arrival of the 50th year with the blast, the teruah of the shofar of the ram's horn on the Yom HaKippurim, properly called Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, commonly called among other Yehudim, other Jews, Yom Kippur, which means a day of a atonement. But the Torah name is Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, the day of the coverings, Yisrael's ancient insurance policy. This 50th year would be a time of Yobel, Yobel, in ancient pointing of the Hebrew, modern Hebrew, it would be enunciated as Yovel, Yovel. Ancient pointing Yobel for the Jubileu, Jubileu, the Jubilee, the Yobel. It's a year of release. It's a year of release, a release for the land and all its inhabitants. Now, servants, oftentimes people like to insert the slave terminology. Slave, Slav is a latter-day terminology, which really have nothing to do with the ancient context of Scripture. Right, it has to do with Slavic peoples and something that they alleged to have done to them. But interesting how they threw this, the title of themselves, Slavic people, upon us. Interesting, which means that there's more to history that we just have not learned. Was it a vendetta, a get back? Anyway, servants, right, servants would be set free, right? Certain employees, right? There were certain, some people had to work off certain debts and other things. Some people would be servants. Some people might have come in from another place, or some who already are part of the covenant would have had to work off some sort of debt, you know? So therefore, this is all a part of it. So servants will be set free, and debts, here's the key thing, to the true economy, you could say John's economic principles, that debts would be canceled. For every 50th, every Yobel, Yobel, Jubilee year, servants, right, would be set free, right, and debts, right, and debts would be canceled. And the stewardship of the land, the stewardship, right, interesting for the disciples, study the word stewardship in the New Testament, steward and stewardship in the New Testament, koine kapto Greek. I studied it, right, according to Judeo-Coptic roots. Study the word for steward in the New Testament. You'll find that the word is oikonomos. Oikonomos is where we get the word economics from, oikonomos. Oikos in the Koine Greek is house, and nomos is like the management, nomos. So like the law, the management, regulation of a house. This is a true term for economy. So when we see steward and stewardship in the Bible, right, in the English KJV translation, the roots of it is the roots of economics. The word economics and the true principle of economics is managing a household, so a steward and stewardship. So in the 50th year, servants would be set free, debts would be canceled, and the stewardship, the economics of the land, would revert to its original title holders. What do we mean by that, Chavarim? Well, let's say we're in the land, right? And we are the covenant, you know, and I can trace my ancestry, right, to the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, and to the patriarchs. That means I have land rights, right? I have land rights, right? Therefore, I become, or my ancestors who had those land rights, they become the original title holders. But as time goes on, you know, business, finances, things going on, monies, and other, I might have to, you know, kind of rent out, quote, sell, but it's not really sell. We can't sell the land in permanence. We can only basically, even though we see the term in translation, sell, according to the principle, it's basically rented, right? I rent out the land to someone. It could be Hebrew or Israelite, or it could be even maybe a foreigner, whatnot, that lives amongst I and I. I could lend out that land, sell it, get some money, whatever shekels that I need to take care of, whatever I need to take care of. But it means that when the Jubilee year came, right, it would revert back to the original title holders. That's why it says that the land cannot be sold in perpetuity. So though the Hebrew word is sold, the context says that it must be rented. Moreover, since the harvest of the sixth year of the seventh cycle would be required to sustain Ha'am, Amo, Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, for 2 years. That means we come to the 49th and the 50th year, these 2 years. Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, promised farmers, Israelite farmers, that the yield of the harvest of the 48th year would be three times as great, so that the crops would be able to sustain Ha'am, Jah people, until the harvest of the year following the Yobel year, following the 50th year, following the Jubilee year. So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, were also given the duty, responsibility and duty, do your duty, may I and I do I and I duty, to redeem. I and I, as even rank and file Israelites, the Beta Israel, I and I, we are have a duty to redeem. So I want to just point this out, because we think about Redeemer and then people get caught up in a kind of a half original, a little bit Hebrew Israelite, you know, recognizing the truth, and a little bit of the Gentile confusion. You know, when we talk about redeem, and one to say, well, it's just Yahweh Shai Yeshua. He is the redeemer. Yes, every truly called and chosen Israelite know that. But the Israelites, all of I and I, right, especially the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, right, we have a duty to redeem. What does redeem mean, Chavarim? Redeem means to buy back, right? Buy back both land and persons. Let's put this into some context right here. Now, what we mentioned about the land, how the land, right, the stewardship of the land, the economics of the land would revert back to the original title holders. So that means that if a piece of land, right, had to be rented out or sold or whatnot, you know, as it would be, there's a duty and responsibility to buy that land back, right, to repurchase that land, as well as to buy back persons. What do we mean by buy back persons? If I got into a situation with a fellow Israelite, right, and say I borrowed my fellow Israelite's oxen to plow my land, and the oxen were healthy, right, but it died on me. Right, and he took me to the courts, and the courts ruled that, well, it is testified that the oxen was healthy, and the oxen died on you, and you therefore have to, you know, pay the price, you know, of the oxen. You know what I mean? And say, I cannot afford the price of the oxen, and my shekels are too weak, so I can't give shekels, you know, like money, you know, hard currency, and I cannot, there's nothing I have that's of that value or is acceptable to make peace, right, to make it good. You know, the fact that my brother's, you know, oxen, I use my brother's. So what would happen would be that there's no peace. See, the word for peace also means to pay, right? It means to basically submit to Yahweh, and if submitting to Yahweh means you have to pay. It's kind of interesting when people talk about Islam and some say it means peace and others say it means submission to the will of God. When we look at the Hebrew for shalom, by shalom, the root word, and look at the different forms, shilein, shilein means to make it good. And also means, if I say, eshalem nidarai, eshalem nidarai, right? If I say, I will pay my vow. I will make peace. I will make my vow good. I say, oh, Hashem, if you do this for I, then I will do this. And he does that for I. And what I said I would do, I would offer offering. I would give Torah. I would give thanksgiving, so forth and so on. I gave my word, and therefore word, sound, power, word is life, word is bond. I should pay my, make it good. So in the same way, a person, right, who might have incurred some debt and did not have the resources, right, to pay the courts or to pay off that particular debt, right, they would have to work it off. That means that there might be an opportunity for me to do some other kind of work or to work for someone, right, and at the measure of that work over time, I would have the resources to pay off my debt. And my debt, often, if one went to court about something like, say, I used my brother's ox or tool or something and it got broke and it was spoiled and damaged while in my use, you know what I mean? And therefore, I would have to either, maybe I would sell a piece of land or I would rent out a piece of land. Maybe I would have to go work it, you know, work it off. Sometimes depends on the debt. I might, maybe others in my family would have to work it off with me. Depends on how much I owe. And it's not just to pay the person that you had wrong. In fact, Torah says not only to pay for the value, there is a 20% or what it says, a fifth. So that means if the ox costs 100 shekels, right, 100 pieces of silver according to the measurement of the tabernacle, the sanctuary, according to the weight and measure, right? And say I only had 10 shekels. Well, I can't pay this off, right? And then I also would have to offer to Jah for the violation that occurred because my brother had to take me to court. I didn't want to admit that, it, you know, I knew I don't have the resources or whatever, so I tried to get away with it, and he took me to court, you know, in the community, you know, grand jury too. That means the community know what happened. Right. And therefore, I would have to pay this off. Right. And maybe I don't. I'm not able to. Therefore, my fellow Israelite, remember what we said, called Beit Yisrael al-Rabim Zebazeh, that all of the house of Israel is responsible for one another. Right. Therefore, maybe one of my brethren or one of my fellows, you know, sees the situation I have gotten myself in. You know what I mean? And therefore, he takes up that duty, right, to redeem, right, maybe to buy back my land. Maybe I had to sell a portion or rent a portion of my land. And remember, my land may be my land, but my land is a part of the land given to my tribe. So if I'm of the tribe of Judah, that means a portion of my land, I may have to rent it out to a stranger or someone who's not an Israelite, right, for a period of time. You know what I mean? And therefore, my brother must do his duty, and he buy back both the land that due to the debt I had to rent out or lease out, as well as my person. Maybe my person has to buy me back. That means he's going to basically pay my debt. It's like paying the bail. I mean, so to speak. It's like, so to speak, paying the bail. Somebody else has to pick up that tab. But according to John Law, it is a duty of the Israelites, right, to redeem, to buy back both land and persons that were sold because of financial hardship. That's what it meant to go into debt, right? And I let me say this again. This was not slave or slavery. That's a European, that's a cuckoo European idea that the whole world is sick with. You know what I mean? It makes no sense having eyes if your mind is blind. For example, if a man was forced to sell some of his inheritance, as we mentioned, due to poverty, then one of his close relatives had the duty to redeem, the duty to buy back, the duty to acquire it or to reacquisition it so that it would not pass into the hands of strangers. This Torah, this direction instruction, this law, however, it applied only to land and not to houses. Let's note this, right? As the Torah, this direction instruction only applied to the land and not to the houses inside what is referred to as, quote, walled cities, which were redeemable, right? So houses inside what is known as walled cities, they were redeemable only 1 year after the date of sale, only redeemable, buybackable, only within 1 year after the date of sale. Now, it's an interesting law right here because if you study real estate law, you might own, you know, the house in certain states and districts and jurisdictions, say in America, for example. You may own, like, you be a homeowner. You know, the difference between a homeowner, right, and a landowner, right? Sometimes people think when they buy the house, they buy the land. But if you look at the details, no, you have the house. So understanding that can help us to understand the first type, right? A lot of this basically came down into common law. So a lot of these principles is the principles that when you go to court, much of this sometimes is referring to that. That's why this was before that. The Torah here, the direction instruction here applies only to land and not to houses inside walled cities that were only redeemable 1 year after the date of sale. Moreover, the houses of Halloween, of the Lewawion, of the Levites, right? The houses of the Levites were always redeemable. Once again, let me come again with that. Moreover, the houses, right, the Beitoch, the houses of the Levites were always redeemable, regardless of the amount of time that had elapsed. Once again, this is the exception to the rule. Remember the three classes, right, the three sections of the Israelite society? There's the rank and file Israelites, right? We can say they're like the 85%, and then you have the Levites, right, which including the priests would be the 15%, but aside from the priests would be like the 5% as regarding the proportion, right, the proportion. So the Levites, the homes and the houses of Levites were always redeemable no matter how much time had passed, right? In addition, if a man was forced to become a servant, that means he had to go into someone else's employ, because of some sort of hardship, financial difficulty, a debt, or whatever, right? His near kinsman, his relative relation that was nearest to him was bound. So this is beyond feelings and emotion. Oh, yeah, that's my cousin there, and I'm his closest living relative, but I don't like him. Sometimes he's like this and that, and now it comes to me that, well, you know, it's up to you. You're the near kinsman. I don't feel like, no, stop that. That's another uckery. Right? That's another sin. That's another forfeiture. Right? His near kinsman was duty-bound to redeem him, to buy him back from his life, redeem him from his life or the life he's living of a debt servitude, right? A debt servitude where he is serving to pay off his debt. Because sometimes, you know, it depends on how high the debt is. It might not be so easy to pay off a debt. I mean, I'm sure we've had this happen to many of us. It could be bills or whatever else, and we have a debt and we have to go on a payment plan. And sometimes that payment plan is, like they say, it's kicking our donkey. You know what I mean? Our donkey can't work hard enough, right? Therefore, we might need help, right? That's what Torah is directing and instructing here. The value, it's all about value and evaluation, something that we as once lost now found need to be able to do righteously, to value and evaluate, right? The value of land was to be prorated. The value of land was to be prorated according to the remaining number of crop years until the Jubilee. So the land is valued based on the remaining number of crop years until the Jubilee, until the 50th year, until the Shemitah year. And no one was permitted to sell land and waive the duty to redeem it. In other words, it's nothing like selling land. Like I said, the land cannot be sold in perpetuity, like forever, right? So no one was permitted to sell land and waive the duty to buy it back. Why? because the land belongs to Ha'ilahim, to Eloheinu, to Yahweh, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be he, blessed be the name, to Jehovah. Final part right here, and just an overview right here for this 32nd degree of I&I sabbatical study. A pole brother. Interesting, the theme of the evening psalm, Psalm 82. Yes, you know. So a poor brother may be hired as a honored servant, as a respected servant, but he should never, ever, never, ever be treated as a Slav, as a slave, right? He should serve, yes, but he should never serve under rigor, right? That's basically like serve under Slav slavery-like conditions. Once again, a poor brother may be hired, but if he's hired, John Law says we have to treat him as an honored, right? As an honored, as a respected servant, and never to be treated as a Slav, never to be treated, you know, like he's supposed to serve. But, you know, like when you work certain jobs, you know, you work in these jobs, basically they're treating you like a, yeah, but never as a Slav. It is forbidden to lend him money at interest. See, this whole thing that people say about, oh, you know, the Jews in Europe, the European Jews and other, in Europe, you know, they was lending money on interest. So what? Oh, yeah, supposed to lend money on interest. Because see here in the Bible, in the Torah says, it says that we are not to lend our own people money on interest. It does not say other peoples or other nations. It does not say that there. Just to point that out, because we hear a lot of people telling a lot of half truth. It is forbidden to lend him, our poor brother, money at interest. We can lend him money, yes. And he is to pay back that money, yes. And if he doesn't pay that back that money, we can take him to the Beit Din. We can take him to court because there needs to be peace. He needs to pay. He needs to make peace. He needs to submit to Yahweh, right? But it's forbidden to lend him money at interest. Even if you say, well, I'm lending him, he's my brother, it's a low interest. No, it's to be no interest to a fellow Israelite. Or to sell him. Right, to sell him his daily food. So if he's just serving and he has to work on your field, your land, and he has to live with you and everything, you don't sell him his daily food. And during the year of Yobel, Jubilee, he was to be released from all obligations. From all obligations. Remember, it's in the Jubilee year that all the debts, right, are canceled. So imagine how good an economy that would be among a people if that was so. Any Israelite who became an indentured servant to a foreigner, to a foreigner, to someone of another nation, may be redeemed by his kinsmen, and basically should be redeemed by his kinsmen. Right? So any Israelite who had to become an indentured servant, right, to a foreigner, right, may be and should be redeemed by his kinsmen. So the portion here, Behar, on the mountain, it ends with a general reminder to abhor, right, to treat as disgusting, right? Not so much to hate and abhor is not really the same word, but to abhor all forms of idolatry, to keep Jah's Shabbat, his Sabbath, speaking about the weekly Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, and the high holy days, and to reverence, to respect Jah's sanctuary, to respect Jah's holy place, to respect Jah's sanctuary. So here, brothers and sisters, just an overview right here, looking at the time right here on the board right here. I'd like to share this right here for this sabbatical study. For this Shabbat
sabbatical
strong.
Study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
And here the Aliyah right here for this third day, reading and studying Aliyah a day.
And here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shalishi Aliyah, and here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shalishi Aliyah, here at verse 19. We natinah areta pirayah wa akaltema la seva. We shabtema la betah. Leiha, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye all shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if ye all shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Nay, look and see, behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my baraka, my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye all shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye all shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, with I. And in all the land of your possession, ye all shall grant a redemption for the land, 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 the land. And here at verse 25, we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rabi'i, the Rabi'i Aliyah. Kia Yamuk Ahika Ua Makar Mea Ihuzato U Ba Bo Elo Ha Karov Elayo We Gaala Eta Mimkara Achio. Here at the 25th verse we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rebi, the law, HaTorah, of the land. The third item, the redemption of the inheritance. Verse 25. If thy brother, Achika, be waxen poor, and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which Achio, his brother, sold. And if the man have none, no one to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him make him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that have bought it until the year of Yovel, Yuvelu, of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return to his possession. And here, 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 and here. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
So here, in the promised land. Yes, I. The two truths even of the land, he breaks with two truths. Well, the first is the physical, right? We say the temporal, the earthly type, the natural type, which is a teaching, right, of the spiritual, of the higher type, right? As the Messiah says, if I show you earthly things and you cannot, you don't understand the earthly examples, how are you going to understand the heavenly, the higher, the spiritual, the metaphysical examples? So the land, also the consciousness, as we're counting the growth of the seed in I consciousness, the fruits, right, the fruits. Yeah, get into that more, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Here, as we're counting the Oma, counting the growth, how is it growing? Here, this brings us to a prayer answer. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Psalm XII. We have a prayer answer, a prayer answer. So let's get a basic context and write up the Royal Amharic. Here looking at the board, the time on the board, about 35 or so minutes for the Great Spirit. So let's write up right here. Mizmor Yod Beit, Some might say Yud-Vet, modern Hebrew Yud-Vet, but Afro-Semitically, Afro-Asiatically, pointing Yod-Bet, Yod-Bet, right? Psalm XII, a prayer answer. This is another of the so-called, what's often referred to as persecution psalms, persecution chants, right? We call it false prosecution chants. You're being falsely persecuted and prosecuted. In that, the innocent are beset by slanderous enemies, enemies who have the moti ra'a, right, who have like spiritual leprosy, the one who brings forth evil, ra'a, slander. They have lashon hara, right? They have the slanderous tongue, the tongue of ra'a, hara, harbut. Slanderous enemies who plot their ruin. Unlike the preceding psalm, Psalm 11, wherein the psalmist uttered assurance of the divine aid, always faithful, always sure, it's here that Ha'elohim, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty himself, he interpositions himself, right, and his answer to the tefillah, to the prayer. There's another difference that is the personal element. The personal element, unlike the previous psalm here in the persecution psalms, some of the psalms that are seen, psalms of persecution, right? Another difference is that the personal element, the I element, like I, personal element, the self, right? Subjective element is not to the fore, is not in the forefront. The sufferer here is not so much concerned with his own troubles, his own tribulations, but here moralizes, according to the divine moral theocracy, moralizes over the degeneracy that prevails, the degeneracy that prevails. Some say that he depicts the state of the Israelite society or the state of the society in Yisrael during Shaul, Saul's declining years. Many look at this psalm and what's being said in the studies and also the narrative concerning the first king of Yisrael, the Benjamite Saul, and during his declining years, they say that this psalm right here, it reflects, right, that degeneracy, right, which occurred in Saul's declining years. So here, 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 we have for the leader, the chief musician, upon Shemanit, the Shemanit. The Shemanit is the eighth. Some question what is meant by the eighth. But right here, to the chief musician on the Shemanit, a psalm of David. So here, here, first ear.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, 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 are exalted.
Amen. The wicked trod walk on every side when vileness and the vile men are exalted. So look at the ones who are the leaders, right? And we can see that we're living in them days and them times where man to man is so.
Your one friend in me could be your best friend.
yes, 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 yes. Something just popping up from hearing that right there, just to clarify, when it's talk about a double heart, it's interesting in the Hebrew. It's like with a heart and a heart, a heart and a heart, a mind and a mind. Those who think one thing but express the opposite, right? And then went to about seven times. Just a couple of highlights right here before we write up the world and heart. The seven times in the latter portion of the psalm, namely from verses 6 to 8, there's an expression of confidence and diffidence, right, in the answer, right? There's a request, right, and there's a diffidence, always faithful, always sure. It's the part where it reads right here. The words of Jehovah are pure words. The words of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty are pure words. As silver tried in a crucible, like a furnace, a crucible on the earth, refined seven times. The pure words. Unlike the deceitful words of men and people, the utterance of Hailahim, even the utterance of Kenamawi Haile Selassie, is trustworthy, truthworthy. As silver, human speech may contain both truth and falsity, but Hailahim, the Almighty's word, is like precious silver that has been repeatedly refined in the furnace, the crucible, in the fire, because his word is fire, and freed from every trace of dross, of corruption. The phrase where it speaks about crucible on the earth, bringing out just the Hebrew highlights right here, the Hebrew brings out the sense a crucible, a furnace, to the earth. Not just on the earth, Hebraically, but a crucible or furnace to the earth. The purified metal is poured from the crucible into the mold in the ground. This is bringing out that sense there. Did you know that the purified metal in ancient times was poured from the crucible into the mold that was in the ground, in the earth? But it's to this point right here about the verse, speaking of the seven times, as we have even this Torah reading and feeding, the seven times seven, but the week of years, the Jubilee. It's the principle of the Book of Jubilees. Understanding the principle here in HaTorah will put into context, right, the calendar and the time reference that it uses in Jubilees. The Kufale, the book is called Kufale. Kufale, a kufal is a portion, like we say Torah portion, right? A kufal in Amharic is like a portion. Kufale is like divisions, right? So the divisions, the time period, the week of years. But the principle is based on the seventh. And so we see the two sevens clash. We count seven Shabbats complete from first fruits to the harvest time, right? The harvest time, the harvest season. So even here we have seven times, the number seven. What about the number seven? Hebraically, according to the Hebrew science, the Hebrew gnosis and knowledge, the seven is a symbol of thoroughness. Yes, people say it's a divine, holy, yes, but it's a symbol as a number, right? Seven is thoroughness, being thorough, right? Some say this might have arisen, right, studying the Hebrew from the similarity. There's a similarity of words, right, that is lost and not even found, not even obtainable, right, in the Hebrew. So where it says refined seven times, mezukak, zakak, to make it zak, right? Zak, purify. Like coming up when it talks about the oil, how the oil must be zak and katit, it must be pure, right? Olive oil. So the mezukak, refining, right? Shivatayim. Now, the word for seven is shaba, like shaba, word for seven. And then we have the verb, right, saba. We have the verb saba. Saba, right, means to be satisfied, to be satiated, right, satisfied, or the sense of being full, right? And what's interesting in the Afro-Semitic languages, like Hebrew, Afro-Semitically, Amharic and Ge'ez and other languages of the Kedem languages, the languages of the Orient, the language of the East, also have that familiar usage. Right, so refined seven times and also refined until it's full, right? Mizukaka shibatayin, right? Or Mezukaka Saptaim, right? Sabah, until it's full. So the seven bringing out the sense of fulfillment and the sense of thoroughness. And please note here in HaTorah, in the heart of the Torah in Leviticus, the use of the number seven, considering the seven Shabbats that we are commanded to count complete, right, to the harvest, as well as the 7 weeks of years until the Jubilee, the Yobeliu, the Jubilee year. But right here, let's ride up right here, bringing forward the Royal Amharic right here. First things first, you know, the Dubwise right here,
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So I hear a lot of here to Ray Ja B Studios right here on the Heathen Rhythm right here for today's daily psalm right here. Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible right here.
መዝሙር 11 በቅንፍ 12 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ 8ኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ማለት ملاساتشنن النابرس تالل كم فراتشن ينيانو جيتاتشن ماان نو يميلوتن سلدهوش مكراه سلدهوش جرنوش شوهد اكزيابهير اهون النسال لو بلا مدهاني تنادر قالو بلا يوم اقل تال بمدر لاي اند تفتنا سبات جزي اند تتعرابر يكزيابهير قالات ينسو قالاتنا አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ
Samuel, help Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side. When the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
Lam natzeach al ha-sheminit, mizmor le-David. Hoshi Adonai ki-gamah chasid, kifasdu emunim mi-bnei adam. Shav yedaberu et shitre'ehu, sefat halakot belev alev yedaberu. Yachrit Adonai kol sifte halakot, lashon medaberet gedolot. Asher ameru lilshonenu nagbir, sefatenu nizganu mi-adon lanu. Kishod aniyim me-etat evyonim. Atakum yomar Adonai yashid v'yeshar yafiyach lo Imrod Adonai amar od teorot Kesef tarut v'alil ha'aret Nesusak shivatayim Atah Adonai tisperem Serenu min hadorzu le'olam Raviv reshayim mithalachun Kerum zulut Ibne Adam
Help Jehovah For the goodly man, the childlike man, ceases. He's going to write up the Royal Amharic. Phrasing Amharic is deg so, deg. Like a good man, but like a goodly man. The Hebrew is the Hasid, the Hasid, the Hasid. Basically, the point here is that when the true virtues, the moral theocracy, what truly is right, is scorned and evil, and that which is ill, that which is unkind, that which is hurtful abounds. Those who hold fast and firm to the truth, truth, and true uprightness are in danger of their lives, their liberty. So here, let's ride up here from the Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible right here, the Royal Amharic coming forward.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this and another tongue to this and another tongue to this and another tongue to this.
The karaba hello, the karaba, that which is kara, brought near, prayer that's brought near Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Salam to Ainayist Eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Asara Hulet, Psalm 12, from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, of Gormawi Kenemawi, Haile Selassie. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 12. Psalm 12, Mezmore Asara Hulet, has a theme here, Kakufu Alem, Ramadan, from the evil world, a prayer that is brought near for salvation. Kakufu Alem, Ramadan, that which is kara, brought near, a prayer that's brought near Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Kakufu, from an evil, a wicked, a ratchet, Alem. Today's daily psalm. Now we have the superscription here for the leader on the 8th or the Shemanit, a psalm of David, a psalm of David. Le mezemarana leka, for the chief musician. Sile simintenya, concerning sile simintenya. In the Hebrew, la minatiyah alaha ha Shemanit. Shemanit, al hashminit, on the 8th. Here, sila, concerning because of simintenya, the 8th. Yeah, Dawit of David, the well-beloved. Yeah, Dawit, mezmor, psalm of David. Megana write up, besima'av, wewelid, wemenfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemral, and we begin. Kuter and Adetu Adnain Deksoal Kwalina Kasoli Jochim Metamamena Gwadlo Alina. Help Adetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Bait. For the godly man, KJV reads, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Adetu Adnain. Dekso alko alina, kaso le jochim metamamen gwedlo alina. Adnein, save me, cause me to be dechna, denna, save. Adnein, save I. Dekso, deg, the good man. It's interesting, the good man, the kindly man, correspondent of the Hebrew, the hasid, the pious man, dekso. The good man, KJV is the godly, but degso, corresponding with the hasid, the pious, the goodly, the godly, the ja-like, the one who seeks to be like in character and virtue and deeds to he who be, we be. Degso, aluko, alina. For the goodly, the godly man is finished, is spent, is aluko, alina. Ceaseth, KJV has. Kaso, from man, from humanity, lejochim, from the children of men, metamamen, faithfulness, metamamen, amen, metamamen, faithful,
for the faithful, or here in the context, faithfulness from the sons, children of men, the children of humanity, Guadalo Alina, fails, is lacking. Guadalo is lacking, fails from among the children of men. Kutar Hulet, verse 2. Als versacho kentu negrina inagralu beshin negela kenfer hulet libohono inagralu. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. Als versacho in the sense of almost like he and like he upon he, like one and one, you know, kentu, vain, negrin, matter, conversation, nagralo, a vain matter, vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, inagralo, they speak. Beshingela kenfer, with shingela, with flattering lips, with almost like cajoling, almost like we use this analogy, because the word root sometimes is used for cooing a baby. Coo, 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 it's going to be all right. But this is how they speak, you know, as grown folks, everyone flattering with his flattering lips. Who let live two hearts? Who let live? We pointed out when we studied the Sefer Tehillim, it has with heart and heart, with a double heart. Here brought out in the Negus Neges Targum, who let live for the Hebraic Belev Walev, Belev Walev, of heart and heart. Who let live, double-minded. Who let live, Hono, being double-minded, Yinagralu, and with a double heart. With a double heart do they speak. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Yeshin galana kenferot hulu egziavio yat afachual talak negrina yemitanagrawina melas egziavio. This is stating the good, the generous, open-handed up father shall cut off all flattering lips. Yeshin galana kenferot, the kenfer lip, kenferot lips of shengela, of flattery. Yeshin galana kenferot hulu egziavio yat Efachual shall destroy all flattering lips. Talak negrin, big thing, big thing. Talak negrin, yemita nagrawina melas. Now here is very interesting, because here, as we're comparing and contrasting here with the KJV side by side with the HSV, and also from the previous build, you know, building first, you know, according to the royal order with the Hebraic groundation, it's interesting here at verse 3, the speaking now is almost directed, Yemit, it says right here, Yemita nagrawin, you who speak, that you tongue that speak, you tongue that speak, talak and negrin, that speak big, great things. Let he who be, we be, utterly destroy all the lips deceitful. And you tongue speaking loftily. One of the ancient translation, LXX, corresponding here to the HSV, talak and negrin, great things, proud things, big things, yemitanagrawinna milas, you tongue speaking, kutar arat, verse 4, milasachinin, inabaretalen, kenferachinna yenyano, getachinmano, yemilutin, who have said. So here the change is now directed, bringing out what sort of thing they speak. Milasachinin, our milas, tongue. Milasachinin in abaretalen. We will make our tongue vigorous. We will strengthen in that sense. In abaretalen, we will strengthen, fortify. With our tongue will we prevail. Kenferachin and our lip. And our lip, implying in the singular here, our lip, yenyano, is of inya, us, ye inya, ours, our lip is ours. Getachin mano, who is our Lord? Getachin mano, yemilutin, those who say, KJV brings it out, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Kuter Amist, verse 5. ስለድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል። መድኃኒቴን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ። For the oppression, rephrase the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith Egziavihar, the sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Sile, because of Dehoch, the poor, Mekra, because of the trouble of the poor, Sile Chagrenyoch, and the needy Chuhet, and their cry, the troubled ones, Chagrenyoch, Chuhet, Egziavihar, the sustainer. Ahun in Esalo, now, Ahun, now, in Esalo, now will I arise, Yilal, he says, Egziavihar says, Ahun in Esalo, Medchanitin Adargalo, Medchanit, Medanit, Medchanitin, salvation, saving, medicine, Adargalo, I will do, Medchanitin Adargalo, I will do salvation. I would do saving. Belayum, belayum, and above him, and upon him, above him, igeltalo, igeltalo. I will be revealed above him. This is from the Royal Amharic, bringing out a little clearer sense of what KJV brings out, approximate. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And when we compare and contrast with the LXX, we have the reading of, because of the misery of the poor, because of the moaning of the needy, now I shall arise, saith Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh Egziavihar. I shall establish by deliverance, I shall speak openly by him. So this is how the LXX brings out this particular verse corresponding to the Metzav Kedu, Sile Dehoch Mekra, Sile Chigrenyo Chichuhet, Egziavihar, Ahun Nesalo, Yilal, Medchanitin Adargalo, Belayum Egeltalo, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. במדרלי אינדה תפתנס סבת כי זה אינדה תתערבור יגזיאביהר קהלת ינצור קהלת נאצ'ו. The words of Egziavihar, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, of Father, are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, bemidrlai, upon the earthly plain, bemidrlai, in the light, tefetnes, sabat gizeh, as that which is tried, tested, sabat gizeh, sabat, seven gizeh, time, sabat gizeh, seven times, in the tetara bur, as silver, we say silver tried. It's interesting right here, looking at the Metzav Kedus, as silver tetara bur, yegziavihir kalat, the words of the sustainer, yenitsu, are pure, we can say pure words, innocent but purified, pure and purified, yenitsu kalat nacho, they are pure words. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Abetu, antet evken, kazihitchim atulid lezalalem tadegen, thou shalt keep them. KJV has, O Lord, Abetu, I father's father, Ab of the Beit, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now here we have an interesting compare and contrast right here, as we are in verse 7 right here. You, the I, Avetu, says, shall keep them, you shall preserve. Some interpreters preserve him from this generation forever, the Hebraic sense of it, the LXX sense of it, the Septuagint, you, O Kirei, Lord, you, Kirei, shall guard us. You shall guard us. Si kire filakesi sehemas. You shall guard us. Now this corresponds right here to what we have in the Metzhav Kedus of Negusa Neges. What we have in His Majesty's Bible right here at verse 7, Abetu, my father, his father, O father of the house, Ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, Ante, Tevken, Tevken, but here we have it as an imperative, Tevken, Tevken, keep, guard, the eye, guard us, cause the hitch, from this, to lit, from this, cause the hitch, she, to lit, lezlalem, forever, tadegen, tadegen. And you shall carefully keep us, keep I and I, from this generation into the aeon, the aeon, world without end. Lezelalem, kuter, cement. Verse 8. Beso lejoch zen. Menamnete kef kef balagize kufuch bezuriao hulu yimelal salu. The wicked, the ratchet, the good for nothing walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Besol lejotzen, amongst the children of humanity. Besol lejotzen, menamnete, the good-for-nothing, in the sense like the sons of Belial, Beliar, the good-for-nothings. Kef kef balegize, kef kef, high high, in the time that they are high high, exalted. Kef kef balegize, kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet. Kufuoch bezuriao, roundabout, bezuriao, hulu all, yimelalisalu.
Thou will preserve I and I from this generation. Yeah, and there's a Rosh Shiloh tune here. You got like two minutes, counting down 2 minutes to the third Iowa, to the Grace Iowa, to hear more right here. Gonna ride it with the Hebrew right here. But there's the Shiloh tune as I was listening. Think about that Shiloh tune we speak about this generation. It's the ideal tune right there for that verse, the seven verses today, daily psalm. But here, the native speaker, Abraham Chabura, today's daily psalm, said to
Mazmur Asra Ant, Bekan Nifasra Hulet. Lamazamran Aleka, Selesim Mentanya, Yedawit Mazmur. Abitu Adinen Yedeg Sawal Kualina, Kasoli Jochim Matamaman Godualina. እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ። በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ። የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል። ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ምላስ። ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን። ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው። ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል። መድኃኒትን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀን ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፉዎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ
Call in to hear the fuller full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Evil, everything takes time. Elect up the light of this world. Remember now,
Lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, and the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, תפסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, ולב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות מבני אדם.
למנצח על השמיני מזמור לדוד. אדוני כי גם החסיד, תפסו אמונים מבני אדם. עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות בלב ובלב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדון לנו. משוד עניים מעין כת אביונים, עתה קום יאמר אדוני אשים בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות שעורות, כסף צרוף בעלי לארץ מזוכזק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות לבני אדם.
Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit, Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12, Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanit, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man,
for the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man.
Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit, Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12, Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanit, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. Lamnatzeach al hashemanit mizmor le'David. Hoshia Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. Hear, hear, hear. For the leader, lamnatzeach, for the leader, for the chief musician, al hashemanit, on the eighth, on the Shemanit, Al HaShemenit. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant. Isis, Mizmor LeDawi, a psalm of David. Hoshi'a, Yahuwah, Ki Gamar Hasid. Help, Hoshi'a, help, save. Hoshi'a, Yahuwah, save, Jehovah. For the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki Gamar Hasid, for the Hasid, for the Hasid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful, fail. Ki fasu emunim, for the emunim, the emunim, the faithful. Ki fasu emunim, for the faithful, fail. Mibne Adam, mibne, from the sons of Adam. Mibne Adam, mizmor yod beit. Lanatriach al ha-shemenit, mizmor ledawi. Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emunim, mibnei adam. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu she'amar hakatub. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashara ba'adam ayin kulam ledamim ye'erovu yishaeta achihua ya'tzudua cherem. Here, the full verse, Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashara ba'adam. Hear. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashara ba'adam. Ayina kulam al damima ye erovu ish eta achihu yatzdua cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright, there is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha'aretz. Abad chasid. Abad chasid. The chasid, the goodly, the godly, perished. Abad chasid min, from ha'aretz, from the earth, the earthly plane. With yashar, and the upright, ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam. With yashar ba'adam ayin, there is none. There is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. She ha'atzmot shelo eyita poreru ada avak. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash notes, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name. Whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings, the Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Betar in 135 CE. Anilechozer, Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. Sheha'atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired, By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, chasid, among them.
there are upright, yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in the direction, instructions, in the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works, and are occupied with good works. Thereupon, Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Meze, Gemisot, Mim, Zain, Hey, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau, Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Meza, Gamasaot, is a corruption of Morisa Maot. That in turn is derived from the Greek Merisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes, thus the capital levy, that Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, "Help Jehovah, for the Hasid, for the goodly, the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful, the Emunim, fail from among the children of Adam." Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar Hasid, ki fasu Emunim, mibnei Adam. A story of a Hasid, a story of a goodly, a godly, a jar-like man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the Hasid, the goodly, the godly man, found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, "He had no idea of its value, and so he brought it back to thee, to the eye," end quote. She answered, quote, "The box is all gold on the outside, and yet you say that he did not know its value?" Then she said to the Hasid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." She said to the goodly, the godly man, the Hasid, "May thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye." And here, a Midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, "May thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye." Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, umateka, thy people, to read, emateka, thy fear, and translates the passage, "May thy fear of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye." Literally, "May thy people be given over to thee, to the eye." Rather, "May thy people cast thee out from their midst." They ask, "Dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box?" And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, "If there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world." And the Roman lady gave orders that the Hasid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he please. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the Hasid and the goodly, the godly man, cast them out of Veya. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, "Help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man, ceaseth." Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar Hasid, ki fasu emuni mibnei Adam. The end of the verse, "For the faithful fail from among the children of men,
Ki fasu emuni mibne Adam, for the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the emunim, fail from among the bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here, Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. The meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam, from among the bnei Adam, they do not fail from among the angels, they don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith, and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith, will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Hear, today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear, Hebraically, the Gamel verse. They speak falsehood, the bnei Adam. How do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua yidabru ish etar aihu. Sifata chlakota belev walev yidaberu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidabru ish etar aihu. With flattering lip. Sifata chlakot, with smooth lip. Sifata chlakot, and with a double heart. Belev walev. Belev walev. With a heart and heart. With a heart and a heart. With a double heart. With a heart and a heart. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. Yidaberu. Do they speak? That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the bnei Adam, conduct themselves. Shav yidabru, yidabru. They speak falsehood. Shaua yidabru, ish, man. Eta ra'ayhu, with his neighbor. Sifata chilakot, sifat, lips, chilakot, lips of smooth things. Instead of ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely meant. Belev walev yidaberu. Belev walev, with a heart. Belev walev, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Belev walev yidaberu. A tale of a city that had no salt. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, "Let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come." Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, "Let us, make and I go to such and such a place," he replied, "I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going." They said, "As thou sayest." But then what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, "Make sure of this code. When I say, fetch me the yoke, give me the saddle. When I say, fetch me the plow handle, give me the sack." Here, Midrash note, he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife, to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do?
he put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, "Whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight." The muleteers left the same morning and, on the road, met their chief on his way back. They asked, "Why hast thou done this to us, to I and I?" He replied, "Do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price. Hence, hear, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak."
So, yidabru, ish et re'aihu, sifata chilakot, belev walev, yidaberu.
And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out.
A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city?" His kinsman replied, "Yes, there are." Rav Yonatan asked, "At what price?" His kinsman answered, "At such and such a price. Any time that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee, for thy." After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house, inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet Oset, she said, "He is in the field." Rav Yonatan waited for him. But since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city, "Are there lentils to be had here?" The man answered, "No." "Wilt thou take wheat instead?" Rav Yonatan said, "I desire lentils." The man replied, "There are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price." And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, "Didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen ask of I, a price higher than what thou the I didst name." His kinsman asked, "Didst thou perhaps say, I desire lentils? I desire lentils?" Rav Yonatan answered, "Yes." His kinsman said, "Hast thou said to the men of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, hear, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak."
Shawa yidabru ish et re'ehu, sifata chilakota belev waleva yidaberu. Shawa yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish et re'ehu, man with his neighbor, sifata chilakota, with lips of smooth things, belev waleva, with a heart and a heart, yidaberu, do they speak. Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here Midrash notes, as Jastro 969b, the ET, the edited text reads, Sura, a city of Babylonia.
the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chia of Sepphoris went to Syria or Sura to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, when thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye. Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here Hebraically, at the third, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et ra'ayhu. With smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth thanks, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak, belev walev yidaberu, belev walev yidaberu, that is to say, there is one word in their mouths, and a different one in their hearts, with a heart and a heart. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. With a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. 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 May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear. Today Psalm is more Yod Bey, Yod Bey. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear. Today Psalm is more Yod Bey. Hear Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse Hebraically. May Jehovah cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakreti Yahweh, kola siftei achlakot. May Jehovah cut off all flattering. Lashona mi dabreta gedolot. The tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon mi dabret gedolot. May Jehovah, he who be, we be cut off. Yakreti Yahweh, all flattering lips, call siftei chlakot, the tongue, lashon, that speaketh midabret, proud things, gedolot, big things, gedolot, bar kapara, taught in the name of Rav Nathan, Nathan, so vicious is slander, that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him, as is said, may Jehovah cut off, Yakret, Yahuwah, Yakreti Yahuwah, may Jehovah, he who be, we be, cut off, Yakret, Yahuwah, the tongue that speaketh great things. Lashon medabret gedolot. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, Oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Here in Shemot and Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, this people have ucked up a great uckery. This people have sinned, a great sin. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yehovah, Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'am Hazeh, Chata'a Gedola, Vayasua Lahem Elohe Zahav. And here, the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to He Who Be Who Ye Be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have ucked a great uck, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh, Chita'a Gedola, Vayasua Lahem Elohe Ezahab. Yosef, exclaimed of adultery in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Enenu agadola bapayita hazem imeni, lo hasaka imeni miuma ki ima otata baasha ata ishto. Ve'eka e'ese ha'ra'a ha'gdola ha'zota ve'chatati l'Elohim. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim? Enenu gadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo chasata mimeni yamuma ki imotaka ba'asha ata ishto, ve'eka e'ese ha'ra'a ha'gdola ha'zota, ve'chatati l'Elohim. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? Ve'ek e'ese ha'ra'a ha'gdola ha'zot, וחטאתי לאלוהים. Cain said of murder in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Hear. Cain said of murder in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Vayomer Cain Eli Yehovah, Gadola Eoniya Min So. Here, fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Vayomer Cain Eli Yehovah, Gadola Eoniya Min So, Gadola Evoni Min So. My punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Gadol Eoniya Min So, Gadol Evoni Min So. But it is written of slander, May Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakret Jehovah lashona midabreta gedolot. May Jehovah cut off Yakret Jehovah tongue lashon that speaketh midabret great things, gedolot. And here, midrash note, the plural gedolot, great. Here, the word gedolot in lashona midabret gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, gedolot, from gadol, great. Here the word is plural, the plural gedolot, great. This implies enormities. This implies enormities. Gedolot, the plural great, the greats, the great things. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together, taken together. So here, the Midrash note is that gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together, together. Hence, here, yakretio, mecha, cut off. Lashona medabreta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu, Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty. Sifatenu, Ainai lips, our lips. Sifatenu, Itanu, are with us. Sifatenu, Itanu. Mi Adon Lanu, who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan, over us? Mi Adon Lanu? Asher Amru Ali Lishonenu Nagbir. Sifatenu Itanu. Mi Adon Lanu? Who has said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu? Rav Jose ben Rav Chanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Li lishonenu nagbir. With our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon Lanu? Mi Adon Lanu? Who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, the Midrash note, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'ayhu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, the Midrash note, literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha'adon, Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, He who be, who He be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li lishonenu nagbir. Mi Adon lanu? The defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and seek slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanenu, 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 with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here, Midrash note on the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue. Here, the Midrash note is that the word is spelled here without the wow, or some say the vav, but in the ancient Hebrew, the wawe, without the wow after the sheen. So here, looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue. The wow being missing after the sheen, So lashon is spelled lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Here, we have lamed, sheen, nun, non, and wow. Lishonenu. Ani lechozir. I repeat, the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishaneno, lishano, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atzmo, Elohim himself, God himself, egziavihir, rasu. If one dear speaks thus like this, cries out concerning slanderous, for in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Zadai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Mi yakum li aim mi ra'im. Who will rise up for me? Mi yakum li against the evildoers. Aim mi ra'im. Who will rise up for me? For I against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil? Unless it be Gehenna. But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou, the I from below. As it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Hear, 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 Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, that reads, Ma hiten leka, ma yosifa lak. Lashona remia, chitze gibora shinunim, aima gacheleya ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma yiten leka? And what shall be done to thee? Uma yosif lak? Thou deceitful tongue, lashon remia, sharp arrows of the mighty, chitzeya gibora shnunim, with coals of broom, aima gachleya ritamim. Or, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What ma punishment? Yitain given lika to thee, uma yosif alak, Lashon remia, O slanderous tongue, sharp arrows from the Mighty One, chitzeya gibor shenunim, sharp arrows, the chitzei gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, chitzei gibor shenunim, sharp, 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 above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. Aim gachleya ritamin, chitzei gibor shnunim, aim gachlei ritamin. Coals of juniper, coals of broom, aim gachlei ritamin, rotamin. The roots of rotem, ritem, are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. The persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smiteth a sword, or he that smiteth an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword, or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close, close, close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth, so that it kills far away. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chet shochet, the ketib shochet. Chet shochet, the kare. Chet shachut lishonam mirma. Dibera befio shalom etar aihua yidaber ua bikrboa yasim arbo. And here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8. Their tongue is as an owl shut out. It speaketh deceit. One, speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth. But in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said, even in Psalm 57, Hebraic, the fifth verse, sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita v'chitzim, even the sons of Adam. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth, their teeth, Chinit, spears, with and chitzim, and arrows. B'nei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita v'chitzim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, here Midrash note, in Buber in the note, but the E.T. has Rav Shimon ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Why? Namaze. Why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons. The person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit. Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit. Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priests. Of that, deceit was spoken. And Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Ze'era sent word to Rav Shimon. Here, Midrash note. Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exiled ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Refer to Lamentations Rabbah, second edition. Ani Lechozer, Rav Ze'era sent word to Rav Shimon. Where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Ezekiel 9 and 4 says, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Vayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kere Elayo. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ira Betoka Yerushalayim. Ve'ahita Vita Tau Allah Mitzachota Ha'Nashima Ha'Nenachim. Ve'Ha'Nenakim Al Kol Ha'To'evota Ha'Na'esota Betoka Ha. Here, full of verse. Yechzikel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betok Yerushalayim, Ve'hita Vita Tau, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashim Ha'Nenakim, Ve'Ha'Nenakim. Ani Lechozer, Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betoka Yerushalayim, Ve'hita Vita Tau, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashim Ha'Nenakim. Wehanenakim al kol ha to ebota ha na isota bitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. I am merely one of Hanashim, Hanenachim, Wehanenakim, Al Kol, Hato Ebota, Hana Esot, De Tokaha. And here, here, Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus, the P.E., the print edition, Yalkut. The E.T., the edited text, some say, is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? Begin with them? As in the next verse it says, go ye y'all through the city and smite and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Hear, hear, hear. Yechezekel, Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 5-6. Ua le'eil amara be'aznaya, ivrua ba'ira achrayo, haku ala tachosa ainkem, ala tachmol. Hear, 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 verse 5. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Let not, make not your eye spear, neither have ye, have your pity. U le'el amar be'aznai, ibru ba'ira achrayo, v'haku ala tachosa aimkem, v'ala tachmolu. Zakena bachuro ua betulla, v'tafa, v'nashima, tahargua le'mashachita. We all call ish asher alayo hatau ala tikashu uami mikadashia tachelu wayachelu bana shima hazik enim asher lifne habayit. Here, full of verse 6. Slay utterly old, the eldest and young, both maids and little and little children and woman, but come not near any man upon whom the mark, hatau, the tau, the true cross, hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient, that were before the house. Zakeina bachura ua betula, with taf, with nashim, tahargu ale mashchit. We all call ish ashera alayo hatawa ala tikashu uwa miye mikadashia tachelua wa yachelua ba nashima hazikanim asher lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash note Rav's error answer. What was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua miya mikadashi, mi mikadashi, my consecrated ones. Here, the Midrash, no? As in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary, may, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary, by a slight change, mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart one, 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 apart
if tomorrow is judgment day.
Original justice man, champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. Oh, and the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Why, lush. Perfect. Blessed. Moriah.
It's my yo. And here, for the outro right here, share this tune right here. And tune what we started out at the beginning of this T to T right here, the scenes right here. This generation right here, Ra Shiloh right here. Sima. Yes, sir.
Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to curse. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitudes things they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky situation I see, enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in the sky. They curse, they fight, war and terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed in blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cause. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning.
Production. What it is? Rise the old nation. Jamaica man. Alongside Ninja man. Beat him in one. Thunderbolt, Tantan, Gorgon. This is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Jama.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when we look at me see pagan. Look at the great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Check the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan. Look at the great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, say the Lord. I'm a light and I'm a salvation. In a God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dirt that fear I stand. And all the ground a sinking sand. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Doctor man outside, Ninja man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom.
Bad side them to pull up selector. We don't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Yeah,
every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hot.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen, Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love when we say me have a balls. Fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love when we just understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them contention.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about Ninja man. When it come here teaching nation. Teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart and blood. Ball, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love, oi. With them I see Babylon man take the earth from the meek. With the sound I come from east and west. And with the sound I come from north and south.
Right.